Here in Central Florida, there are many types of roads allowing people to move quickly from point A to point B. Factor in a deadline, like getting to a plane on time, and choosing your route takes on a high level of importance. On Intersection, we've been wondering about that question. What's the best route, say, to get to Orlando International Airport? I put it to my colleague Matthew Petty, who reports for Transportation Nation.
So we consider two dominant road systems, toll roads and surface streets, which would be faster to get to the international airport.
We decided to run a little experiment.
We chose to start at City Hall in downtown Orlando on a Thursday morning around 9 a.m. My route would take me onto the 408 heading east, south on the 417, and finally connect to the airport via the beach line.
I would be following surface streets east down Anderson, around Lake Underhill to Conway, and over to the 436 for a straight shot, hopefully, south to the airport.
Both routes timed out at 26 minutes, according to Google Maps.
But my distance was only 12 miles, and Matt would have to cover 21 miles in the same time.
But using only toll roads, I'd avoid the headache of stop-and-go traffic. I'd be driving a 2000 model E-Class Mercedes-Benz sedan, automatic with wood inlay interior.
I'd be cruising in my sporty 2007 Honda Fit stick shift with no wood interior.
So our story begins in front of Orlando's City Hall.
Let's go there now.
So with our engines started and our producers rolling tape, we got to it.
I immediately pulled off the line before Mark. And then I got a call.
What are we jumped the gun here?
Yeah, you guys started without us calling 321.
Oh, do you want us to do it again? Should we go around the block and start again?
I don't know, Petty, you cheated. Anyway, you're already in your car. I think that as soon as the light changes, that's go. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Ugh, what do I do?
Yep, you're losing already.
Petty is already lost. He's just lost the race.
The race didn't get off to a great start for me. Distracted by the phone call, I was stranded in the wrong lane and missed my turnoff for the 408.
Matt's misfortune gave me and my producer Amy Green an advantage. At least we were headed in the right direction. But that advantage was short-lived.
All right, so we're en route. We're on South Street. We're already coming to our first red light. Do you think we should check back in and see if he's made it on the highway yet?
It was Simpson again.
So, what happened? Where are you now?
I won't bore you with the details, but we weren't just catching up, we were passing them. As we sped through the E-Pass lanes, effortlessly paying the tolls, the 408 unwound beneath the wheels of the Benz like a glorious ribbon of asphalt, unsullied by traffic lights.
Meanwhile, on the surface streets, it wasn't so idyllic.
Okay, so this is where we're going to win or lose, I think. Because in the time that it takes for us to go and get on Semron Boulevard, they're going to be able to travel much farther, much faster. And right now we're stuck behind a city bus. It's a couple of cars ahead of us, and we can already see that our speed is dropping. Mind you, that we are following the lawfully posted speed limit of 35 miles an hour.
We even had to go through a school zone, which further slowed our progress.
As Mark fought his way through traffic, my producer Nicole Kristen and I had already passed the 417 and were headed onto the final stretch of our journey. The beach line.
We're about a mile off the Goldenrod exit. We're about 3¾ miles from Tradeport Drive, and that's getting quite close to the airport. So I would back me right now. If I was a betting man, I would put some money on the Benz.
Ah, man. Matt, I can't talk to you right now. You're stressing me out.
By now, Nicole and I were getting close to our destination.
I think the next time we check in, Matt, we'll be there.
Yes, that sounds good. Well, look, you can see the airport right now.
Me and my producer were close, too.
We're pulling into the airport right now, too. We're on the service road right now.
So, as you can tell, we were neck and neck, but it was becoming readily apparent that the winner would be...
Now, hold it, Simpson. Hold it, Simpson. Before we tell you who won, we did go talk with some professionals about factors that do affect commuting across town in Orlando.
We met up with Chris Sinclair. He's the head of Renaissance Planning Group in Orlando. He teaches a transportation class at Rollins College.
What are the characteristics of taking those two different routes?
in terms of from a transportation perspective and a planning perspective?
One is fairly seamless. It's convenient, costs more money, but once you get locked in to the expressway, you're locked in and you don't have to think about too terribly much. Surface streets, you have to contend with the unpredictability of it all, the stop-and-go traffic. 436s can be amazing because you just go flying in between signals, and if they don't have the signals timed properly, you come to a screeching halt.
So there's the pros and cons. We also polled the planning students to see which route they would choose.
It's a whole lot less frustrating for me to get on a toll road. I have an e-pass, and I feel like I'm just shooting straight on through, then I make a right on Conway and go straight on down.
You take a regular service road, you always have to be patient, you have to wait for the light to change, so you have that instant gratification with the toll road.
It's an issue I don't really think about too much. I just take service streets by default. I kind of like to look at people at intersections. It's just something weird that I do. So I just like to look at kind of who's driving alongside me, where I feel like the people on the highway is just competition all the time. So this, I like to know who I'm at least competing against.
That was Jeff Karsh, Jose Carlos Ayala, and Jesse Hugo. And now the answer you've been waiting for.
It was close. The winner only snatched victory by a 2-minute margin.
If we had gotten one more green light, I think we would have won. Well, good job, Matt.
And to mark your success, Matt, I'll let you ring the victory gong. Congratulations.
Thanks, Mark.